100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 6:15.
Well, we were so excited to show up at our Valentine's dance at the Crown Plaza on Saturday night and see that vocalist Jeremy Gaynor from the West Point Band was part of the band for the night. Of course, he was a contestant on the 2015 season of The Voice, joining Christina Aguilera's team before ultimately being eliminated before he won. Jeremy was inspired by our sold-out crowd Saturday night.
It was unbelievable. You guys throw a great party, always. These guys, I think they kind of follow your lead, feed off your energy, and it was just amazing.
Now, I know when we talked last time at the Army game up at West Point, you were telling me you were working on a new album for this year. How is that progressing, and what will it entail when it does come out?
It's progressing well. I'm working with Ron Dante, flying back and forth from here to the Hideout Studio in Vegas, recording the album. So I'm pretty fortunate, pretty blessed to be doing that. And so it's coming along well. We're taking our time, trying to make sure it's all done right. But we can expect a release maybe spring of next year. Try not to become complacent. You know, I'm very, very humbled that, you know, of my journey, even going on The Voice, and the different things that I've learned along the way. And every day I'm trying to get better. You know, so daily I'm doing my vocal warm-ups and working on my range and just trying to perfect it.
So I know you have the Army career, but ultimately would you like to have a civilian music career, or can you do both like you're doing now?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I would love to maintain. I love being a soldier, so I would definitely love to continue to serve my country, but at the same time pursue my dreams, you know. And as of right now, I feel like I'm in a great situation to where my chain of command, they're very supportive. And so as of right now, that all together, me continuing to serve my country and me being a civilian artist, that's the dream. So as of right now, the dream's still alive.
Terrific. And again, thank you. We're so honored that you were with us again tonight for the second year in a row.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Is there any way we can get you to commit to next year?
The commitment's already been made. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thanks to Mike and Casey, WHUD, the number one radio show in the world.
Aw, how sweet. And thanks to all the listeners who had a great time. The Big Kahuna Band, 99% of them are from West Point and
yeah.
Our teachers there. And the singers from the Big Kahuna Band, so many times came right down into the crowd and they were dancing and singing with us. And that crowd would have done anything they said.
Right.
At one point, we sang Happy Birthday to Dawn. At another time, Pat got on stage and we sang Beatles songs with Pat. So a good time had by all.
Absolutely. And there'll be some wonderful pictures, I'm sure, up as soon as possible at WHUD.com. So check it out.
100.7 WHUD. Hey, it's Andy Bale. Head home with me this afternoon. I got dinner for two during